This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. There's good reason Kwame Kilpatrick, a convicted criminal, still wields influence over powerful friends and many voters in Detroit. He was well known as a young, smart, charismatic, up-and-coming voice in the city and in the Democratic Party. Here's Kilpatrick when he was mayor, elected in 2001 at just 31 years old.
I love Detroit. I love Detroit. And I pledge to you today that I will spend every waking hour in the next 4 years working to help Detroit achieve all the things that this wonderful city can achieve.
So what kind of influence might Kwame have in the city and its voters if Donald Trump were to commute his sentence? With us to talk through the possibilities is Jonathan Kinlock, chair of the 13th Congressional District for the Democratic Party. He's also a member of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Jonathan, welcome to Stateside.
Good afternoon.
So, cards on the table, first of all. Do you have an opinion, one way or the other, on whether President Trump should pardon Kwame Kilpatrick?
Personally, I don't have an opinion. But you know that's a sore spot on both sides of the issue as far as Kwame Kilpatrick continuing to serve 28 years. And, you know, there's also some deep thoughts as relates to whether or not President Trump should commute his sentence. But, you know, as chair of the 13th Congressional District, a couple of months ago, members of the Democratic Party in the 13th actually introduced the resolution calling on President Trump to pardon both Kwame Kilpatrick and Bobby Ferguson. So that resolution did pass, but I did not participate in that vote.
What was the first thing on your mind when you heard that President Trump had exercised clemency this week for a whole bunch of high-profile white-collar criminals?
Hell to the no. I'm like, so does this really mean that this is a real possibility that Kilpatrick would actually be pardoned? Look, so my perspective is that there was a lot of facts and issues that came out from that trial. As you know, that was a very sore spot for the city of Detroit. And my thought is that, you know, maybe 28 years was a little harsh, a lot harsh. But whether or not he should be released at this point for political purposes and political gain, I'm totally against that.
Is Kwame Kilpatrick's 28-year sentence something that you think is still top of mind for folks in the 13th? I mean, how does this rate compared with kitchen table concerns?
Like down, deep, down, on low on the list as far as what people want public policymakers to be discussing. But this is an issue that is of political fodder, you know, of sort, since it's been raised in the media. So folks are talking about it, and there's a lot of folks with different opinions on both sides.
Now, can we just step back for a moment and review Donald Trump's success in the metro area back in 2016? I mean, my understanding is that he was not popular.
Why you want to do that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's go back to 16. So I'm there with you. So how do you want to proceed?
So was anybody you know posting signs or even without being very public about it voting for Donald Trump?
Not in Detroit. And like you said, I'm on the county board of canvassers. And when we saw 47% of the voters in Wayne County who actually voted for Donald Trump, that was shocking. And, you know, so I never would have thought that he would have won Michigan. And you see that the margin of victory was only by, I believe, 10 or 11,000 votes statewide. So it was definitely something, an election that result alone says that it should not have happened.
Well, let's put it in context. I mean, I also know that there was a fair amount of the 13th that didn't really turn out for the top of the Democratic ticket either.
That's absolutely correct. And that's why I'm saying that result should not have happened because we should have had a higher turnout in the 13th Congressional District, which is the only congressional district that is entirely in within Wayne County. But, you know, you're absolutely correct. There was a lot of folks who did not vote, but there's a reason for that as well.
Right. Well, needless to say, the lack of turnout for Hillary Clinton in 2016 has served as a constant reminder to National Democratic Party leaders that they need to think very seriously about their engagement with voters, and especially with Black voters in places like the 13th. Do you see that happening so far?
Not at this point, but we do understand where we are in a political process. You have these early caucus and primary states that warrant the attention of the candidates and their resources. But you do see some folks who have chosen to be actively engaged in the metro Detroit area, you know, in here in Michigan. But at this point, the type and the size of attention that I would deem necessary and appropriate for someone taking Michigan serious, I haven't seen that yet. But like I said, we're still going through the primary and caucuses right now.
When people talk about Kwame Kilpatrick's conviction in the 13th and that 28-year sentence, would you say that that fits into their experience of how those in power have treated and maybe still treat Detroit?
Not just Detroit, but that's just for many, it's emblematic of how Blacks are treated in the criminal justice system. But I have to say that what Kwame Kilpatrick did during his tenure was serious, and people definitely understand that. So no one's giving them a pass. But when you say 28 years and no one was killed, yes, we're still paying off some of those costs and other things as a city. But 28 years, like I said, it creates a lot of chatter and concern and doubt and faith in the system, you know, for sentencing that long.
Right. Well, so then do you think that there is a danger if Donald Trump did give clemency that some Black voters would just hold their noses and take a deep breath and give him some serious consideration this fall?
That is an absolute nightmare that I do not want to even test out. But you have to admit that Kwame Kilpatrick still has a lot of supporters in this city. That would be something that would not be something that I would be looking forward to, because I think it would potentially have Donald Trump getting more Republican votes out of Detroit than any other Republican in the last billion years.
It sounds like you're taking the possibility seriously, at least.
Oh, no. Let me say this. Donald Trump is somebody that you definitely don't know what door he's going to come from. Let me just say, I'm not on that bandwagon calling for the sentence to be commuted anytime before November.
Jonathan Kinlock, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Thank you for asking me on. I look forward to continuing conversations in the future.
Jonathan Kinlock is chair of the 13th Congressional District for the Democratic Party in Michigan.